Chapter 98. Just a Step Away. They are in the truck, Melody, Alex and the dog, leaving the hospital car park. "So," says Alex, grating gears and catapulting out over the speed bumps. A trunk of tools in the back comes crashing down. "Have you missed me?"
"Missed you," says Melody. "You and everybody else. Even Mr. Three Pins here."
She rattles the dog's ears and he lies against her chest, snout out the window, savouring the breeze. "How's your love life?" she says to the hound. The hound does not answer, but is grinning from ear to ear. Alex winks at the dog. "Lucky guy," he says. "She never asks him such a thing." A sudden feeling in his chest, a weird rising or rinsing thing, like a wave fanning across inert sand. As a last-ditch effort, he invites her to his place for a change of scene. "I can cook up some pasta with parmesan and pepper," he says, grinningly. "I'm sure you can," she replies, "but what I need right now is some good air and to be around my own things. Thank you all the same." And that is that. On their drive, from traffic light to traffic light, stopping and starting, all the way to the great five ways and beyond, to her empty fridge, some brooding tomatoes and last week's unwashed spoons and dishes, to her great homely bed in eternal turmoil, her own private view of the city, her electric guitar patiently waiting, beckoning, her handy cassette recorder packed full of things that aren't yet songs and possibly never will be, but are present all the same. Home. Home is where you hang your hat, where your dog stretches out and scratches, where you can flaunt your stuff, where your dreams soar like hawks or huddle in corners, just where you left them. They pull into the car park, between the bottle shop and the building she lives in. It's called the Pink Palace, ironically. Alex transforms himself into a chairlift and carries Melody effortlessly up to the top floor, crutches dangling from a free finger. Nothing if not generously endowed with enthusiasm. Soon she is alone and looking out through the louvers as seagulls glide and wheel above the city, above the city hall spire, and midsummer clouds hang heavenly in the sky. She hobbles from here to there, confirming that everything is just as she had left it. How strange, she thinks, that when I left the other morning, I had no inkling of what was to become of me. There are no signs. There is no indication of what lies ahead. Just a step or two away. In wait. Inevitable. Unalterable. Unfathomable, and that must be the attraction.